Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Square Thoughts. I have a guest here. Say your name.
Renisa Lee.
Very good, very good. And what will we be talking about today in this podcast?
We will be talking about middle school memories.
Oh, really?
Yes. I mean, at least that's what you told me.
You would be correct.
I'm not come prepared for this.
What?
I did not come prepared for this. I literally woke up.
Tisk, tisk, tisk with a bottle of whisk.
Okay, so...
Okay, so we could start by saying our most memorable memory.
From middle school, right?
Yes.
I remember there was this one incident that happened in middle school. I can't really say names. Shut up. Can't really say names. But basically the gist of it was that somebody brought a sex toy to school.
Interesting. May you describe the sex toy?
Okay.
For my millions of followers.
So, you know the head of a praying mantis? Of a praying mantis. You know?
Yeah.
With the really big bulgy eyes.
Yeah.
And the tiny mouth. That was basically the sex toy.
Oh,
it was some big boobies and a whole entrance that you can stick stuff in. But anyways, back to the story. So somebody brought it to our school in their backpacks, and then it fell outside of the backpack. It fell onto like the field. And everybody was just like, everybody crowded in and they looked at it. They just looked at it. That's literally all they did. Nobody like did anything. And then one of the adult supervisors came and they had to like pick it up with their bare hands. It was like really slimy. Like as if it was used.
Color was it? Did it have a specific color? Hey, the audience needs to know the specifics.
It was skin color. It was a
skin
normal
color. Wow.
Yeah. Normal skin color. So yeah, that was the most memorable middle school moment. What about you?
I had a similar incident to that. It wasn't exactly a sex toy. But it was like similar to that.
What was it?
So basically during PE, right?
Yeah.
We were just running, right? Because that's what we did at the beginning of PE.
Okay.
Just ran.
Okay.
The favorite part of PE. So we would run around the laps, right? Like the field that we had.
Yeah.
And while we were running, we found an unusual object. A couple of unusual objects on the ground and on the fences.
Oh, and on the fences. Wow.
Yes. Care to guess?
You said it wasn't a sex toy. Oh, was it like condoms or something?
Yeah. They're like and they're like used.
What the hell? Wait.
Yes, bro. They're like all slimy and stuff. Everyone was like circling around them.
Wait,
and then
how do you know they were slimy? Did you touch it?
I didn't touch it. It just looked slimy, okay? And
ew.
and someone picked it up with a stick and
what the hell?
Started chasing people.
Wait, what middle school did you go to?
Wilmington Middle.
Of course.
Shut up.
How many?
That was so freaking hilarious.
How many?
Like the teacher had to like make an announcement about it the next day.
What the heck? Wait. How many were there?
There were like three.
Oh.
Hilarious though. Okay. Like the kid was freaking chasing people with it.
Do you know where do you know where it came from? Like the person?
No. I don't know who it came from or where it's been.
I'm pretty sure you know where it's been.
Well, who's it's been with? She looks hilarious.
Let's see, what else is there? Oh yeah, there was another incident at school. We made the news.
Oh really? Oh, yeah. Was it the? Never mind. I don't know. Shit. Continue.
Okay, so basically, I was in eighth grade at the time.
Mm-hmm.
It was involving the seventh graders. So they brought some stuff. I forgot. It was a long time ago, but they brought some stuff to school, and they, I think they like overdosed in the bathroom.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Fucking and then, seventh graders.
I know, right? And then the ambulance came, and then we all like made the news, and there were like a couple of Dotson students who got interviewed and all that, and it was like, it was interesting. I mean, I'm not involved because I'm a good kid. But
oh yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
That was the first time we became famous.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we had an incident like that. We had a lot of fights though.
Of course.
Crazy ass fights. Like, oh my god, that's the one thing I like most missed about middle school.
The fights.
The fights. Mm-hmm. The fights, bro. It's that adrenaline pumping sensation that
of,
you get.
Like of watching like fight.
Just like yes, bro. There's like a fight. I'm not gonna say every week.
Uh-huh. Have you ever fought anybody?
No.
Oh.
No, but like, just like witnessing
yeah.
a beatdown
mm-hmm.
was incredible. Like I would be like me and my friends would have like a whole drill.
A drill.
Like yes, like. Like, we would be sitting down, right, just eating our, like, lunch. The shitty, like, shitty school lunch.
Lunch, yeah.
And then, like, everyone will start running. Once we see everyone, like, start running to a certain area, we're like, bro, a fight, let's go. We throw everything, mm-hmm. and we go. We start running like a freaking maniac.
Where are all the adults? Like, just, like, let it happen?
No, but that's why we gotta run to see it.
Dude, you know what the best fights are? The ones, like, between girls? Because they're just so funny. They're just so funny to watch.
No.
I'm sorry, I meant the funniest fights. Because, like, the
way funniest?
The way that they fight.
What?
The way that they grab on each other's hairs, and they're just, like, swinging in the air. Like, they don't even know. They're not even looking at the other person.
What?
They're just swinging everywhere. And it's, like, it's really funny.
I ignore the girl fights. Like, I would run. Like, me and my friends would run to like, where everyone's running at. But then it would turn out to be, like, a girl fight. And I'm like, oh, false alarm. Let's go, guys.
Hey,
there's nothing.
Not
I'm sorry, but it's been scientifically proven that boy fights are much more entertaining.
Where's your proof?
I have
exactly
a video. You can search up on YouTube. You got every social media site. All right, you can find millions of videos of more entertaining boy fights.
I mean, most of the videos that I've seen are girl fights. Those are even more entertaining to me. Respect my opinion.
Disgusting. Like, I swear, like, a fight would, like, break, like, would happen, like, at any second. Like, I swear. Yes, like, I was in my computer class, right? Back in, like, sixth grade. And, like, I'm pretty sure it was, like, with some of the eighth graders. And I was just chilling in class, right? Just learning about, like, typing and shit.
Uh-huh.
And then you just see, like, someone's face at the window.
What? Like, just up against the window?
Yeah. And then everyone looks and just, like, just two guys. I started dying.
See,
that shit was hilarious. And then the computer teacher,
mm-hmm.
She was like really chill, so like she was like, she went outside, she's like, guys, let me pull out my phone. Nah, she didn't do that. She broke it up. But that was very funny. And like sometimes, it's just like every fight is a different situation. Like, I remember there's this one kid, Alejandro. Mm-hmm. I freaking hated that guy's guts. I hated that guy's guts,
but
bro.
Why?
He was so annoying. He was annoying, bro. God damn. Every time I saw his face, I just wanted
just
to deck
wait,
him.
Just his face
yes.
was annoying?
Yes. Yes.
God damn.
No. But I was his partner for like an engineering class that I had with him. Uh-huh. And oh my God. I can't physically describe.
Bro, what if he was your class? You can't be just spitting out me.
Shut up! Alejandro, if you're hearing this, I bet you're still a bitch. I mean, I haven't talked to you in about 4 years, but I bet you're still a bitch. Okay. I just got it. Too much to explain. Okay, so basically, moral of the story, it was during, whatchamacallit. It was like after PE, like everyone was changing and getting out, right? Uh-huh. Waiting for the next period to start, and then all of a sudden, you see this guy like walk up to Alejandro, right? And then fucking starts decking him right in the face.
What the fuck?
And then everyone just starts running in. Uh-huh. And then you got me in the background. Yeah, get him. Fuck is that stuff? Beat his ass.
That's not nice.
Not my proudest moment, but I did enjoy it.
Wait, so fights broke out that easily?
Yeah.
Really, like just out of the blue.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was so cool.
No, that
it
I
was
don't think cool is the right word.
It was the definition of the middle school experience. And if I had the chance to go back in time and relive all of middle school, I would, and I wouldn't change a damn thing about it. Because if I could travel through time, I think I would tell myself from the past, "You'll be fine."
Shut up. Wait. Okay. So, if you could travel through time, you would rather travel to the past instead of the future?
Yes.
Lame.
What? Why?
Because if it were me, I would travel to the future and see like how things play out, you know?
And grow old?
No. Okay, clearly you don't understand the concept of time traveling.
Disgusting. Anyways, you're getting off topic here. Back to middle school.
I don't have any more middle school.
What? Really?
Nope. Well, actually, we've had this conversation before.
I don't know you. You're a guest, so I don't know.
Okay. I guess I'm not gonna talk.
Just continue. You're going to say a story, right? It's a story.
Before you rudely interrupted, I forgot what I was gonna say.
My podcast, my rules.
Anyways, we used to sell like all of these candies illegally, but like we used to sell them like throughout the entire school. Like, like there were Kool-Aid lollipops.
Wow. I think my school had those.
Really? I think like all middle schools had those.
Really? All middle schools. In America.
Like, the majority of them that are located in Southern California.
Interesting.
As far as I know. But like, I never bought those, but they smelled amazing. They were just like regular lollipops wrapped around, what the fuck are those called? Airheads? And
yeah,
they sprinkled Kool-Aid powder on top of them, and they smelled so good.
Yeah? Smell like diabetes?
Yes! That's smell ever. Yeah.
Oh.
But yeah. That's pretty much...
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
There's this one incident where this kid bought a brownie or a brownie, right? From a kid thinking that it was just a brownie, just a normal brownie. But like probably like 10 minutes later, a kid passed out in the hallway and they had to close off the entire hallway. So I had to go around the building to get to my class.
Really? You guys can't just like jump over the kid, right?
No, they close off the whole building.
They close off the whole building rather than just like moving the kid to the nurse's room, to the nurse's office. Yes. That's literally, you guys are lacking a few brain cells.
Shut up. Christ.
I just choked on my own spit.
Wow. Very interesting.
Yeah. Let's see, what else is there? Nope, that's pretty much it.
Really? Wow. Okay. Do I have any?
Was not the best.
What about funny moments? Like anything in particular that was hilarious to you?
Nope.
No? Okay. Oh, Jesus.
My life is pretty dull.
Okay.
What about you?
Well, there's this fight where...
It's always the...
So there's this fight where it literally lasted like 5 seconds.
5 seconds? Did someone just punch someone else and they knocked out?
Yeah, that's basically what happened. Yes, because the guy knocked out like this, like at the snap of a finger. Like the guy literally got the guy's head, right? And just like shoved it to a fence, right?
That
to a fence. And then the guy just like just fell to the floor.
Did you laugh?
And then
at that?
Like the ambulance. No, I didn't laugh, but now that I think about it, it's kind of hilarious.
And then
the ambulance had to came, and then he died.
Wait, I'm just kidding. Oh, now that I think about it, oh my god, okay.
Someone died?
Yeah, No, Christ. But like this was when I was a freshman, so I wasn't actually there to witness it.
Freshman.
But somebody died.
Freshman in middle school.
No, freshman at high school. What the fuck?
What? I thought we were talking about middle school.
Let me continue with my story.
Oh. Okay. So, I'm getting excited.
What? What'd you say?
Nothing. Continue.
Okay.
If I could travel through time. Continue.
Okay. Where was I? Okay, so I was a freshman in high school. And I heard news from Dotson saying that like some kid passed out while running. Like, you know those cross country runs where you run like around the entire field and everything? And apparently one of the kids, they couldn't handle it. Like, they couldn't handle running plus the heat from the sun because it was like a pretty sunny day. Are you kidding me?
Continue.
He's dead, dude.
Continue. Okay, it's just a joke. Okay?
Dead guy.
This is improv.
Wow.
I'm like Dave Chappelle. Okay.
So I think they're the
everything's a joke. Continue. Okay, continue.
So yeah, he died. The end.
Wow.
Yeah, that was very heartbreaking. No,
you know his name?
I don't. But it was still very heartbreaking. Yeah.
Interesting story.
Thank you.
Okay, it's another one. So there's this other fight.
Are these all gonna be fight related stories?
I mean, it is middle school, and you know what they say. Fights in middle school are pretty cool.
Nobody says that, George. Besides you.
How do you know my name? It's a square one.
Yeah,
it's the squared one. What?
Go on with your story.
Okay. And this I witnessed firsthand.
Wait, did you witness?
You know, it happened right in front. It happened right
in front of me. Oh, so you're like in the front as opposed to the other fights.
Yes. Huh? Yeah, yeah. Because I'm mainly in the crowd, you know, just cheering on. Occasionally, yeah. This time, it was between this one kid with glasses. And that's all I remember about him. And this other kid, which I forgot. I think he was wearing blue. He was wearing like this blue like Nike sweatshirt.
I don't know what to do with that, but okay.
So, and it happened like right in front of me. I don't know what the hell they were talking about because I was drawing. But then I looked up, right? And then the kid with the glasses got his fucking face knocked out of him. Like, is it like the other kid like punched him right in the face, right? In the middle of class?
In the middle of class?
And then, they stood up, right? And they stood up and they started like mad dogging each other. And the guy, and like, like to assert the dominance, you know, like, bitch, the fuck? And like, the other one was like, bitch, the fuck? Uh-huh. Right? Yeah. Right, you know those moments? No, so the other guy punched him right in the freaking cheek, right? And the guy's, I kid you not, the guy's glasses flew.
Are you laughing?
That's my kid. Cause that was funny, okay?
That does not sound funny, but okay.
I thought it was a myth that if you like get punched in the face and their glasses fall out. I thought that only happens in like cartoons and stuff.
If anything, I think they just like break while they're still on your face.
So, yeah, and then that kid started going off on that guy.
Whoa! Like, did he start yelling at him?
No, like he started like going on him. Like, going grabbed onto him and yeah, he threw himself at him. And I think that's the moment when my teacher, Mr. Sanchez, realized he was a bad teacher.
That was the moment. What grade was this?
Yeah. Sixth grade.
You guys are like what, 13?
Yeah.
That
was hilarious. Like,
was there like a lot of beef at your school or something? Like drama and all of that, or people just started like getting up and fighting each other for no reason?
I mean, I'm not the person to get myself in drama, so I don't know about other people's drama. Oh, so okay. I think there was a lot of drama, though.
I see.
Talking about Mr. Sanchez, I fucking hated his guts too.
Why? Because he was a bad teacher?
Yes. All he did was scream at us for not doing work. And we didn't do work because all he did was scream at us. It's simple as that. And then when we were doing work, he wasn't teaching us. Right, he wasn't teaching us how to do the work because all he did was sit on his fat ass and play Clash.
Wait, he played Clash of Clans?
Yes. He was obsessed with that game. He brought out his like iPad and just fucking started playing.
And nobody said anything. They just let him play like that.
I mean, hey man, a man's got to touch his cock. I mean, I was obsessed with cock at that time, okay? What are you talking about? I'm talking about Clash of Clans. God. Weirdo. Okay, so basically. Oh, and his class was pretty big. So like in the back, he dedicated like the back half of his class to I guess he ran this like robotics club. I forgot what it was. And they use Legos to build the robots and stuff. And like he had like big tables, and those tables were just filled with Legos. And back then I was obsessed with Legos.
Of course.
I literally played with Legos like every day. I mean, right now they're just in like a huge bin.
Do you still play with them every now and then? Oh.
No.
Okay, continue.
And you know, since I was like obsessed with him, I would like occasionally take some pieces.
You stole? Oh my god. Okay.
Oh, I didn't take a lot, okay?
I just took like a pocket full.
Yeah. And then I told my friend Brandon about it, right? He's like, I got you, bro. I'll steal some for you.
Oh, so you're stealing now.
What?
So you're stealing now. Shut up.
What? Okay, so basically, I waited outside, right, while he was, like, getting the Lego pieces, and then, like, he would show them to me, and he was like, alright, I got you this piece, and I'm like, Brandon, what the fuck am I gonna do with this piece? What the hell am I gonna do with this giant-ass, weird-looking-ass piece? I'm like, I don't know, man, it's your problem, and I was like, interesting load. And that was basically...
I don't condone this behavior, but...
Shut up. It was back then, okay? Back then, I was an absolute rebel, okay? I did not confide to the rules of society, and two shits were given about work.
Okay. See, I was the complete opposite. I was a good in shoes.
You had two shoes?
You didn't?
Yeah.
Let me see. What else happened? Did you used to have like on the dates?
No. Fights? Continue.
Did you used to have, like, Halloween parades at your school? Where, like, during PE time, you would just go out in the field and walk around?
Oh, not during PE, but, like, during lunch. Like, there were, like, Halloween contests. And, like, people would come in dressing up and, like, I don't know. I didn't really participate
but
in those.
Did you dress up for Halloween?
Elementary school.
So you didn't dress up in middle school?
No. What? What am I? A weirdo?
You dressed up in high school.
That's high school. No one gives a fuck.
Well, I dressed up.
What did you dress up as?
I don't remember.
Hey. A nurse. Continue.
For sixth grade, I don't remember. For 7th grade, I still don't remember. 8th grade, I dressed up as, you know that yellow guy from Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared?
No.
Okay then, uncultured. So, it was just like, this...
Oh. Okay, continue.
This, what was that?
I'm playing GTA. Like, what are you talking?
So, it was basically, like, a minion-type costume. So, the guy, he had yellow skin and overalls. Mm-hmm. And then he had, like, blue hair. So, I had, like, this wig. And I just walked around. And then everybody just, like, assumed that I was a minion. Which was, like, really offensive. Because they were all uncultured and they didn't know who the yellow guy was. So, yeah. Grace. That was pretty much it.
I remember going trick-or-treating in like 7th grade with my friends, and we saw a guy dressed up as a penis.
Okay.
And it was one of the funniest moments.
Like a guy life. As in a kid or just like a full-grown man?
I think it was like a teenager, like probably like high school. So I asked him, right?
For the penis.
I was like, what are you? Like, I was like, what are you? And he didn't say anything.
Was there like a hole cut out for his face?
Wait, he just, okay. I'm not done.
So,
You didn't say anything after I said, what are you, right? But all you did was wiggle. I swear to God, my whole group was dying. For about 10 minutes. Bro, all he did was wiggle. Like, he's like,
you know, I can't see you.
Like, nothing. He didn't say anything. He didn't say anything. That's the thing. He didn't say anything. He just wiggled. And he was a penis, bro. He's a fucking dick.
Did you see his face? Was there, like, a cutout of his face?
Yeah. It was like underneath the top part of the penis. That feels funny. And then like the balls were near his feet.
Okay.
So every time you walked, the balls jiggle.
What the fuck?
Bro. That was the funniest shit ever. You got any more stories?
Okay, let me think. I'm reaching someone's chest. Do you have any more stories?
What?
That aren't fight related?
Let me think. There are a lot of rap battles.
Rap?
What's there? They were tight as hell, bro. They were so freaking fire. Like, it was one of the fucking moments, you know? The moments that you remember
in
your life.
Have you ever participated in any of them?
No. No, but... No, but it's one of those moments that you feel proud to be in, you know. You just stare and you witnessed it, you know. It's like the crowds would come in, right? And then everyone, all the teachers would be like, "Oh shit, a fight! Let's go!" And then I would just be there, just like, "Oh shit!" Because the other guy just roasted the fuck out of the other guy. And everyone was like, "Oh shit, what the fuck?" And then everyone was freaking out, right? And then the teachers would come in, like from across the across the fucking yard. They'd just be out of gas. And you're like, "Stop this insanity right now!" And then everyone was like, "Insert Jeffrey noise."
I never experienced the rap battle. No.
Really?
I've only seen it.
You missed it, bro.
In the movies.
God.
Yeah.
8 Mile.
Let It Shine.
Oh my god. Oh my god. You have to witness one in the foreskin. it's quite something.
What?
You know what's also memorable? The boys' locker room.
I've heard rumors. I've heard them.
The things that happen in there.
Care to name a few?
No. What?
So why would you bring it up?
It's a sacred knowledge.
If you're not gonna share.
I'm just saying, okay?
What happens in the boys' locker room stays in the boys' locker room.
Exactly. We made a pact every time. We go like the first day.
Everybody just
on the first day of school when we go to the locker rooms, we make a pact never to talk about what happens in the locker room, because what happens in there stays
in there.
That
kind of sounds gay, but okay.
Hey man,
you're not denying. Because
you're totally right. It's gay as fuck in there.
Bro, I got a lot of high school memories, though. I can't.
Fuck high school.
No,
high school is
not
so boring, bro.
Dude.
Yes, it is, bro. There's no fights, no drama, nothing. What?
I'm pretty sure there was drama.
Someone vaped in the bathroom.
No, okay.
Christ.
Wait, hold on.
Call that drama.
No. Freshman year? I think I'm pretty sure it was freshman year. Or it was sophomore year. I don't know. But apparently in the boys' locker room at Harbor College, there was like a whole bunch of naked white men just like walking around. Ass cheeks. Oh, okay.
No comment.
Okay. Interesting.
No comment.
So you're not gonna say anything about that?
No. Because it involves the locker room. And like I just stated,
yeah.
What happens in the locker room stays in the locker room. I am totally fun. I'm the definition of fun. Like when you look up fun, you see two pictures of me. And it's just like a square. It's not even a picture of me, it's just a square.
You mean SpongeBob?
No, what? No.
What?
What? No.
What?
SpongeBob is a sponge, not a square.
Which shape is he?
There's
Which
a shape is he? Difference. Sponge-ish. Oh. So when you think about it, SpongeBob has the shape of
so
a square,
agree.
But
you
when you look at the sides, you see a little curvature, right? The curvature,
okay,
is that a square? Do squares have
we're
curvature?
About his
Absolutely
front
not. Absolutely not, ma'am. Bacon and biscuits. That's all I gotta say about
okay.
it. Okay, back to middle school. Jesus. What about clowns?
Oh, yeah, the clown threats.
Remember the clowns?
Yeah. No one ever took those seriously.
They're so like, fun. My school
there, like,
took it very
everything?
Seriously. No. The kids took it seriously. And we're like, we're gonna get them. We're gonna beat the fuck out of them. Nah, but like, every time like someone like supposedly like would see a clown, everyone would run towards it. Like, we had a garden and like someone shot a flare
okay
from the garden and everyone like and like a kid was like yelling clown and then everyone started running, right? And I was like, come on, we gotta see that fucking clown.
Wait, you guys ran towards the clown? Not
we all like pushed.
What the hell is wrong with
yes
you
yes we had to see the clown. All right, we all thought it was a myth. We had to experience the feeling of witnessing the mysteries
see,
of the world. No, we didn't.
Remember the bomb threats, though?
No. Mm-hmm. The bomb threats. Oh, yeah, I think we skipped like a day.
That was
right?
A good
one. Like we didn't go that
Yeah, I like
that. Was
that.
Fun. That was fun. Me too. I love that day.
Let's see.
Water break.
Nope.
Any more?
I'm still thinking.
God damn it.
It's a process. I need it. Like,
I could travel through
water break.
Oh. No, never mind.
Is it another fight?
No.
Have any more bad teachers?
Not really. All my teachers were pretty good, except him. Actually. No, yeah. Except, well, maybe she wasn't a bad teacher, but she was just kind of annoying. Miss, her name was Dr. Ortega. She always emphasized that it was doctor. Like, we would say, Miss Ortega, I have a question. It's actually Dr. Ortega? Okay? And we're like, oh, okay.
Okay.
And
what made her
that was
annoying?
Pretty much it. I don't know. She was awesome. She was like very sassy.
Mm-hmm.
She had an attitude. No. That was pretty much it.
I have nothing against any of my teachers. I actually like them. Yeah.
Really?
There was this one teacher, his name was Mr. Mosier, and he, like, he was bald.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really bald, like...
Bald?
You can see the sunlight bounce off of his head.
Interesting.
No. He
did
was
he have
voluntarily
cancer?
Bald.
Oh.
He shaved and all that.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, he was a really cool teacher.
Oh, wow.
He was, like, extremely strict. And extremely fit too, for some reason. It was like, it was kind of weird. Like, he would always, huh?
But who notices, huh?
He had
but
weights
who notices,
in
huh?
his classroom. And like, during breaks, one time I caught him just like after class ended. We stayed like for a while, and then he just like lifting the weights like right there. And it was like, it was a sight. Mm-hmm.
My God.
But yeah.
He doesn't stop the grind. Doesn't stop the grind.
Yeah.
Gotta respect that. Gotta respect that. And wow, that's pretty cool.
I think
all my teachers are like either like fat.
There's no
or
in between.
Skinny. No. I don't know why. Now that I noticed.
Maybe you think they're skinny,
it.
But they're normal. Or maybe you think they're fat, but they're actually normal. You know?
Okay. I remember there was in sixth grade. I was with my teacher, Miss Weaver. And for some reason, I had her for three periods consecutively. Okay. Like zero.
Why?
First and second. So I had her for like, I don't know. It was just my schedule. And I remember we had like a project or something where we had to do a commercial.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty fun. And like we had to choose like a product to like, mm-hmm. like, you know, could be. And in my group, we're like deciding, right? And we're like, let's say you're a loner, right? You have absolutely no one.
Okay.
What if you could spawn a friend, huh? You press a button and it spawns in a robot who automatically becomes your friend. I forgot what our product was called, but like we did a presentation where I was like the you know the guy in commercials or like
you gotta
the ones
be more specific
talking.
Than that.
You know, like the guys that are talking and like they're the ones that are like
you mean the guys with like the really deep voices?
The product.
Yeah,
those guys I think.
Oh.
Yeah, I was like the guy that was like announcing the product, and then I was like, what did I say? I said if you ever feel alone, just buy this product. And then like one of the people in our groups, they played the loner guy, and then he was like, oh, I'm so alone. And he was like, are you alone? well, try this product. And I handed him a shampoo box that had a red circle on the top. And he's like, oh, what does this button do? And I was like, press it and find out. So he pressed it, and across, like, not across the room, but like near him, the other person in my group like popped up, right? He was like, I am friend robot. Wow. And he was like, I'll be your friend.
This sounds like, hey. This thing sounds familiar though.
It's funnier.
Yeah. It's like spawning a person
really
to life. It sounds pretty familiar.
Interesting. There's another commercial like another group did. It was like
about what?
It was about the chancla.
Oh yeah.
You know what a chancla is? Okay. Yeah. So like, yeah. You know how like Mexican yeah. moms, like whenever they're mad at their like, or like at their parent, at their mm-hmm. child, they throw the chancla or whatever. But you know, they always have that problem where they have to physically go get the chancla to retrieve it, you know? They can't just like just throw it, right? Then like it comes back. So what they made was a boomerang chancla. And basically what they did was they got like some That's string cute. And they tied it to the chancla, and they tied it to like a to their hand, and they're doing their presentation where like one of them was like the Hispanic mom and the other one was like the child, and then the girl started like running across the room, and he was like, and the Hispanic mom was like, get back here, and he threw the chancla, and the string broke.
I mean, the concept, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you get
Wait,
that's
point.
Not a boomerang. That's like a yo-yo chancla.
That was hilarious.
Okay.
Well, it's supposed to get back. It's supposed to.
That's actually genius. What the heck? Genius.
Exactly.
Nope. You. Every time you ask me, I'm pretty sure I'm gonna say no. Unless I do something. Which is
okay.
Probably not. Okay. You got any more stories?
Not really. I probably do, but I just don't remember them right now. Yeah. I'm shooting at a crowd right now. Just casually, you know, just like for fun.
Didn't you like?
No biggie.
Wait. Was it you who created, like, mass genocide?
What?
Did you, like...
What?
Do something involving mass genocide in your video games, or was that someone else? You know, where you just, like, kill a whole bunch of people in the video game? A genocide, and then you do, like, this evil laugh?
Oh, yeah,
Was that you? Okay.
I hope so. I don't really have any more.
Ew.
Like, people would throw, like, stink bombs in the bathroom sometimes. That feels funny. I was never in the bathrooms, but, like, I saw people do it.
You never smelled it?
And I was like, that's hilarious. Huh? No. But, like...
Oh. What did it
yeah,
smell like?
I have smelled it. Like, it smells like shit.
Know.
What do you think it smelled like?
No. No, that's
you
why
I smelled
asked
a
you.
Stink bomb? Oh. There's a food truck, like, that parked outside our middle school. And...
What the hell?
They would sell it.
Sold it to the middle schoolers?
Yeah.
You guys
yeah.
are weird.
What? So, we just got the full middle school experience.
Can't relate. Did you used to go to, like, all of the dances in middle school?
Hell no. Hell to the L-O, no.
Hell to the L-O.
Okay. Don't try to comprehend, okay? It just gets more confusing. But absolutely not. I never okay, went same. To any
those are
of those.
So lame. Like, you have to pay money.
Gay shit. I know.
That's gay. Oh. I did go. Yeah.
The same in friggin' high school.
Senior year, if we actually go back to school, I'm probably going to go to all the dances. You know, for the high school experience.
Yeah, me too.
You
interesting.
Did?
I had the same idea.
Oh. Wait, you haven't gone to any of
yeah.
them? Not even like Harborween or anything?
I haven't gone to the other ones. Hell no. What am I?
You just dissed like half of our class. Whatever.
Whatever.
But yeah. These dances, they're all overrated. You just pay to like stand around.
They're just gay.
I remember in like high school, like freshman year.
Yeah.
we like decided like instead of going to Harborween or like I don't know, it was some dance. We decided instead we just like spend the day playing Roblox. Like as a whole group.
Christ.
That was like the saddest thing I've ever done.
It's even
my high school year.
Oh my
we
god.
Just played Roblox. That's...
Yeah. So that's very sad. That's even sadder than going
okay,
to a
that's
dance.
Sad, but
it is that sad. I'm sorry. That's you gotta say. Like not
Roblox
even Minecraft.
Is cool.
Like Roblox.
It's cool.
Roblox.
You're a hater.
Fucking
you don't see the vision.
Roblox. I don't. I really don't. I don't think I have any more.
Oh. You got any high school experiences?
Hell no. High school has
There's
been
no way.
Absolutely boring.
No story at all? Nothing?
Yes, it has, bro.
Seriously?
No.
I'm pretty sure you just don't want to share, huh?
No. No. It's been like a schedule,
that's
you know,
very
just
sad.
Nothing. Just go to school, make some occasional
it's like a
retarded ass jokes.
Every day.
Go home. Do homework. Go to sleep. Wake up.
Have you
repeat.
Heard there was this one time it was during I think it was like back to school night of junior year. So apparently there was like a cup of piss in the boys' restroom. Like it was just in there in the urinal. And it was just there. And everybody just like came in and looked at it. I don't know if they contributed or not, but like it was just there.
Contributed? That's dope.
I came in with it too.
What the heck? This yeah. is the first. This is a. You
not
went into
my,
the boys' restroom.
Okay, so did Sophia.
Isn't that legal?
You forgot who Sophia is?
Who's Sophia?
Bart. Bro, there's only one Sophia.
No. Oh yeah. Are you talking about like?
Are you okay?
No, I don't know. I'm multitasking.
But yeah, I went in there. I think Owen recorded me and Sophia. I don't know. That thing was just really interesting.
Interesting. Interesting. Oh, I do have one, I think.
Okay.
No, I don't. Never mind. Actually, no, there's this one kid, Jason. He was in my 7th grade history class. And he'd always be like,
oh,
can I get a oh yeah?
Ew.
That was like his thing.
Yeah.
You know those? You know those?
Oh.
He was one of those kids, bro. And then you'd say it all gay, bro. You'd say it all gay.
Oh.
Like, in front of the class. Like, all out. That was fucking hilarious.
I don't have any more. I've officially run out. Dude, now that I think about it, my middle school years were pretty boring. I remember basically just me doing homework the entire time.
That's oh my god, that's disgusting. Feel bad.
Okay.
So sad. I'm just saying.
Yeah, because I had like the pre-AP classes.
Doing homework all the time.
Plus, I had like a really strict teacher. Yes. What else was there to do? Go out?
Homework all the time?
What? Who do you think I am? I can't go out.
What?
Shut up.
Oh my god, what the fuck? What is wrong with this? Nah, bro. Middle school was for the boys, bro. Oh my god. All I did was mess around with the boys, bro. It was an absolute blast.
Do you still talk to them?
I miss the boys. The OG boys. No. So sucks, bro. I haven't talked to, like, these guys.
Why don't you hit them up?
That I've known since like second grade. I don't know, man. Okay. I don't know.
I used to be in strings like for 3 whole years. I used to like
you've been in what?
Called strings orchestra. So like we play with instruments and stuff and we do like performances of songs like for winter and all of that. Violin.
What instrument did you play?
I thought I was pretty good. I'm not even gonna lie. I was pretty good.
Wow.
But
I'm you know, I'm a mediocre trombone player. Yeah. So I mean, if you got a trombone,
okay, I'll keep that in mind.
Can do something.
But yeah, like every year we would always like prepare for the performances, right? And like in the classroom, it sounded like amazing. Like most of us were hitting the right notes and everything, but like once we went into the auditorium, like, everything just sounded like ear rape. Like I don't, like it was so bad. Like I wanted to cry. God. I felt so bad for the parents because, like, they have to sit through, like, 45 minutes of it. But, you know, I was still good. I was still good. And that's all that matters.
Nice. Our middle school had a band, but I obviously wasn't a part of it. Shut up. What the fuck? Okay, so, yeah. I don't know what really happened in those instrument classes, but my friend group would always get excited every time the banding cheerleaders would go to our school and like.
And then the high school like, cheerleaders would go to.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, they would like do a performance and like with the band, obviously. But like we would ignore the band completely and go to the cheerleaders' side.
Damn.
Just cheer them on, bro. Oh, that was tight, bro. That was tight. And then, yeah.
Tetris is boring now. Yeah, I'm playing it right now.
You still play Tetris?
It's like, it's boring. And I have, like, nothing else to do. Oh, I should start studying for AP Lang. I don't even know what
for what
to study, but I gotta do that.
Me neither. It is what it is. What's another memory? I think I'm gonna say one more memory and then I'm gonna end the podcast because 60 minutes now. 20 minutes, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Most of the time it goes pretty slow because I'm just talking to myself. I sound retarded, so.
Okay, what's your last memory?
I don't know, I'm trying to think.
Yeah, you have to end with a bang.
It has to be a banger. Fan. Yeah, or else it'll be not cool, dude.
Is that your thinking noise?
Yeah. Still a villager noise from Minecraft.
I don't want to spend money on Minecraft. It's...
blah blah blah. Hello. Excuses.
Are you gonna edit this podcast or do you just like? Oh, okay.
No, it's all natural. All authentic.
You don't know how to.
Plus, I don't know how to edit. Yeah. But I don't want to, because it's too much work. And I would have to listen to my annoying voice. I don't know, okay.
Any more fights? Anybody? Any substance abuse problems? Any?
I mean, yeah, but like they're just like not that special, you know. Just like a person would.
Oh, that's
have like a flask, and just like put some alcohol in
any...
it, and drink it in class. Not that big of a deal.
Student teacher drama. Any?
Nah.
Okay, then I guess
I don't remember. Man, I can't. No, I can't. I need to end it with a bang. Come on, George. Think of the squared one.
You sound like you're about to poop. Are you good, George? What the
fuck? I got it.
Okay, then.
No, never mind. I don't got it.
Me?
You let me lose my train of thought. Yes, you disrupted my thinking. I have to restart now.
Think.
It's gonna sound so retarded. Like, in the podcast. Like, when you're like... It's interesting because...
Yeah, we've already...
I can't think of anything. Oh, shit. I can't think of anything.
No, I can't. I started out strong.
Can you think of a bang?
Now I have
oh, my
thing.
God.
Hey!
Ah, I should have picked you. Jonathan.
I guess... Just don't end it with a bang then.
No! What?
No! Please don't.
Can I just sing Dinosaur Train again?
Great.
Should I? What the fuck? It was the most beautiful thing you've ever heard.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. Once upon a time, there was a mom. Her name was Mrs. Tyrannodon.
Sing, no, I'm not gonna sing.
Well, you think you could sing it better?
Sing that French song. Why not?
No. Because that's what you want. Die, pedestrian. Get fucked.
In the groin. Oh,
where should I shoot this guy? In the butt? Or in the alright, yeah, I'll shoot him in the butt.
Are you just shooting innocent people?
Die, bitch. Yeah, what else is there to do? Come on. If you're not digitally shooting people, then what are you doing with your life? Like, go by GTA. Get a job.
I'm concerned some guns, for you.
Shoot some people down, right? What? No. It's just typical gamer move.
Why don't you just end it? Cause this
I still can't think of the memory.
Pretty long. Okay.
No.
Wait. Yeah.
Absolutely not. Yeah, it is really long. It's been like.
How many people listen to your 66 podcast?
66 minutes now.
Wow.
Just you and Jonathan. It's too gay to introduce to others.
Think of something.
Silence, woman. Man, fuck.
Me?
Think of a topic.
Any topic at all?
Yes.
Oh.
No.
Okay, we already did dances. We talked about vibe.
Oh, okay. I just talk about
you're gonna end with your schedule.
Oh, like what? Like my group did during lunch and stuff. Like my group schedule, you know, like what we did during lunch and stuff. I mean, it was interesting to us. So what we would do, right? We had a whole plan every time we went out of during the period before lunch. We would plan. Like, you'd be texting each other, right? In the group chat. And then we'd be like, all right, so who's going to run to the lunch line and save a spot for us? And it's like, I got you, bro. I'm the nearest, right? So then once the bell rang, we would all run to the lunch line, right? And then whoever got there first would, like, let the other guys cut in between. And then, like, but before we would cut, right, because they were in the lines. Mm-hmm. There were like the supervisors, right? So we would have like a person watching out. Uh-huh. Watching out, like making sure she didn't look, or like he or she didn't look. So like once we had the moment right, we would all go in the line. We'd all get our lunch. We'd all go to our spot. We had a spot. And no one, absolutely no one sat.
What if someone did sit on there?
Because they knew it was our territory.
Okay.
We'd probably like go to a different table. But surprisingly, that never happened. Like, no one ever sat there. So it was just considered our spot. And it differed between like each middle school year, like what we did after we ate. Like sixth grade, what we did was we went to the grass field and we would play tackle. Well, we would, like play football without a football.
Wait, so what do you guys just tackle each other for, like...
What? No.
Huh.
Yes, yes. That was freaking hilarious. I mean, freaking fun, bro. It was so fun. And that's basically what we did. And then 7th grade, what we did, same thing. But then after we ate, we would go to the handball courts and we would play suicide.
Esteban with a tennis ball middle school?
That Esteban would bring.
And he was a part of your crew?
Yeah. But we didn't really talk. He was just part of my group, but like... I didn't really have any of
this. Like the leader of the group?
I wasn't like any of his
classes. Was there like the leader?
So. Nah, not really. I don't think I was the leader. But our group was pretty big. Like we had like 12 members.
Damn.
12.
That's big.
12 to 10 members. Yeah. We had. I'm going to name them all. Victor, Juan, me, Esteban, Brandon, Alejandro, who else? Can't remember anyone's name right now.
Okay.
Enrique.
And how many have you, like...
Yeah, there's probably more, but I forgot them.
Just Esteban, huh? Oh, that's so sad.
Esteban, yeah. Yeah. I used to know so many people, bro. Like, back in middle school, I had so many contacts. Like, by the end of 8th grade. And I still, like, talk to some of them. Like in freshman year.
That's sad.
But like after that, it just went all downhill.
Okay.
That is very sad. They're all in Banning, just partying, having a good time, and I'm just over here in HCPA just making podcasts.
Hey.
Gay people.
Okay. So.
Oh, so 7th grade, we played suicide, and then 8th grade, we just played Clash of Clans and Clash Royale. Clash Royale, that's what we played. We played Clash Royale probably like every day, bro. It was a national craze in 8th grade. Like... We would be in class, right? And we would be like, hop on Clash Royale,
hop on something.
Get some duos. Yes, like that's how addicted we were. But now it's like dead. No one plays Clash of Clans anymore. I mean, not Clash of Clans. Clash Royale. I don't play Clash Royale, but I still kind of play like Clash of Clans.
Okay.
So I think that's it.
Third episode.
So that concludes, what is this? The third episode, right? All right, third episode, third week of Square Thoughts. I don't know how to say
you
it.
You can't.
Like, that would make it sound cool. How should I like say it? Square Thoughts with like a deep voice
try,
or like
using an accent.
Just like a normal, like Square Thoughts.
I don't know, like British? Try British.
What accent? What accent?
Square
Thoughts.
Australian?
Well, another accent. It's basically the same thing
as
British.
Okay,
Square Thoughts.
Indian accent.
Jamaican?
Yeah.
Jamaican? I don't even know how to say square.
That does not
Jamaican.
Sound right.
Square thoughts.
What about...
I don't know.
Indian. Like, our professors.
Jamaican make crazy, man. Indian?
Okay, well, just say it like normal.
Square thoughts.
There's no way to make that sound cool.
That doesn't sound like... Squat thoughts. Welcome back to Squat Thoughts. This is the third week, third episode.
Actually, that might
remember,
work.
Remember, midterm next week.
Ocean.
We're learning about the ocean.
Never mind, I forgot what I was going to say. Okay, are we done?
Okay. Yeah, okay. That concludes the third episode of Square Thoughts.
That's out of game.
Catch you guys next time.
I'm going.
Shut the fuck up. I gotta add an outro, okay?
Ew.
Catch you guys next time.
Ew.
Remember to like and subscribe for more content. Remember, guys, this podcast was sponsored by
Bumble.
I don't know. Okay. Later, guys. Catch you guys on the flippy flip. And
no.
Yeah.
No. Oh, no. I just want this to be over.
I guess. No. It's okay.
Oh, fuck you too.
Cheers to never having.